I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In some parts of the U.S., it's not unusual to hear stories about local cemeteries running out of room, especially in crowded urban areas. But our next story from Germany is about a different sort of trend. In the German capital of Berlin, graveyards are disappearing. They're being converted into public parks, playgrounds, even land for new housing. That might sound creepy to some of you, but in Germany, this trend reflects evolving attitudes about death. Daniel Estrin reports from Berlin.
At this kindergarten playground in central Berlin, kids chase each other on bikes, run around with balloons, and climb on top of tombstones. The playground is built on an old graveyard belonging to the Sophian Church. Christine Schlund is the pastor.
This hasn't been used as a cemetery for much more than 100 years.
This is a
monument. Yes.
This is the base of a grave monument.
Yes, yes.
And now it's just part of the sandbox.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
A few steps away is another grave that's fenced off.
This is the grave of the famous historian Leopold von Ranke. Yeah.
I'd never heard of him, but it turns out he's the father of modern historical scholarship. One can only wonder what he might think about his place in contemporary history next to a sandbox.
People tend to be angry, surprised and angry at having this grave in the middle of the kindergarten. Yeah. Of course, there are also people who think it is strange that children are playing on the former graveyard.
What do you think?
I think it's absolutely no problem. You know, Christian faith is about life. I think by having children playing on the cemetery, the dead are honored in a special way. Yeah.
Burials have gone out of fashion in Berlin. As space started getting tight, cemeteries started charging rental fees on plots, and many people are now choosing cremation instead. Some pay to be buried in a forest cemetery outside Berlin. The urn is buried at the foot of a tree, and a small plaque with the name of the deceased is nailed to the trunk. Jürgen Quandt heads a Protestant association that oversees a number of Berlin cemeteries. He predicts only a quarter of the land in his cemeteries will be used for burials in upcoming decades.
And we have to reflect what will we do with all these cemeteries which are not any longer needed for burials.
Graveyard recycling is not a new practice in Berlin. The kindergarten playground was built atop the cemetery in the 1950s. In the 1970s, a Christian cemetery in the city was converted into a Muslim cemetery to accommodate an influx of Turks. But as the city expands, cemeteries become prime real estate. Quandt says for his cemetery association, it's a money issue. It can't afford to maintain cemeteries when fewer people are paying for plots.
We have no other choice.
One of Quandt's cemeteries is being converted into a park. Another has been partially converted into a cemetery for lesbians. And two graveyards have been appropriated for new housing for some of the million-plus people who fled the Middle East and moved to Germany in the last few years. This graveyard has been mostly cleared of headstones, and in their place is a community garden, including a small Syrian refugee garden with tomatoes and onions and mint. The tombstone carver's workshop at the entrance is now used for German language classes for refugees and to store gardening supplies. Fatoui Tariken is the head gardener here.
It's a space that's been abandoned and used for burying people, used for now gardening and cultivating human beings in the best way possible, which is to show them, you know, you're refugees, but you're not a second-class citizen. You're not a nobody.
And here's a gravestone. Right on the corner of the Syrian Indeed. Community garden. Marta Kraus died in 1933.
Underneath her name, a motto in German reads, "Unforgettable." Ironic? Yes. But the gardener says it's inevitable. Quandt, who heads the cemetery association, says it's hard watching a cemetery vanish.
I think it's a very, very important place for people to be confronted with the death, to know that we have to die, that we can't live for forever. And if you have no cemeteries in the future, we lose a very important place.
There is one exception to the disappearing cemeteries of Berlin. No one touches the stately graves of famous historical figures, like Leopold von Ranke's grave in the playground. If you're not a famous historical figure, that's all right. For a couple thousand euros, the Cemetery Association will bury you in the grave of a famous historical figure. You'll share a grave with a person so important, chances are you too will be able to rest in peace. For the World, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.
We have a photo essay, so you can see those former graveyards in Berlin. They're beautiful pictures, but they're a little unsettling if you're not used to seeing kids playing on a jungle gym right next to a tombstone. Check it out at pri.org.